The companions of paradise will call the companions of hell when they have all entered their places, saying, Indeed we have found what our Lord promised us about paradise to be true, as we have entered into it. Have you found what Allah had promised you about hell to be true? The disbelievers will reply, We have found what was promised about hell to be true. Then a caller will proclaim that the wrongdoers be removed from Allah's mercy, because the doors of His mercy were opened to them and they turned away from them in their worldly life. These wrongdoers used to themselves turn away from Allah's religion and used to turn others away from it, wanting to make the path of truth seem crooked so that people would not follow it. They also rejected the afterlife, not believing in it, nor preparing for it. Between these two groups, the companions of paradise and the companions of hell, is a partition called Al-A'raf, meaning the heights. On this partition are people whose good and bad actions are equal. They know the companions of paradise by their signs, such as the light on their faces, and the companions of hell by their signs, such as the darkness on their faces. These people of the partition call the companions of paradise, honoring them, saying, Peace be upon you. They do not enter paradise yet, but they hope to enter it through Allah's mercy. When their eyes turn to the people who are the companions of hell, and they see the severe punishment they are afflicted with, they pray, O our Lord, do not put us with the wrongdoers, who disbelieved and worshipped others besides you. The companions of the heights will call to people in hell who had disbelieved, whom they recognize by their marks. It did not benefit you in the slightest when they used to gather together to prevent people from Allah's path and arrogantly turn away from the truth. Those who disbelieve will say concerning the believers, Are these faithful people those who swore Allah would not show mercy to? Then these people who have faith will be told to enter paradise, not fearing what awaits them, and not grieving over the pleasures of the world which passed them by, because of the eternal bliss they find themselves in. The companions of hell will call the companions of paradise, begging them to pour some water or provide some of the food they have been given unto them. The companions of paradise will tell them that Allah has forbidden both of these to the disbelievers because of their disbelief, and that they will not help them in what Allah has forbidden for them. These disbelievers are the ones who used to mock and make fun of faith and were deluded by the life of the world, being engrossed in its pleasures and luxuries. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will forget them, and they will be left to suffer the punishment because they forgot the meeting of the Day of Judgment, which they neglected despite them having full knowledge of it. They rejected Allah's signs and proofs in condemnation, despite knowing and recognizing the truth of His message. Beneficial points. Lack of faith in the resurrection is a direct reason for following vain desires. People will realize clearly on the Day of Judgment that the promise of Allah to those devoted to Him, as well as to the disbelievers, was the absolute truth. People will be in two groups on the Day of Judgment, one group in paradise and one group in hell. Yet between them will be a group in the middle whose good actions and bad actions were equal on the balance. In spite of that, their ultimate destination will be paradise. Those who possess wealth, rank, and followers must realize that all of this will not help them in any way before Allah, and will not save them from Allah's punishment if they deserve it. And Allah has indeed sent them this Quran, the scripture revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, explaining it and clarifying all things with his knowledge. It guides the believers to the right path and to the truth, and is a mercy for them because of what it guides them to, of goodness in this world and in the afterlife. Those who disbelieve in reality only wait for what they have been warned, a painful punishment in the afterlife as a result of their actions. The believers were also foretold about the reward of that day. those who ignored the Quran and the life of this world, not acting according to what is in it, will then say, indeed, the messengers of our Lord came with the truth, in which there was no doubt. If only there was a mediator who could now plead on our behalf, so we could be excused from the punishment. Or if only we could return to the life of the world, to do good actions that would save us instead of the bad we committed. The disbelievers have lost themselves, gaining their own ruin because of their disbelief. Those who they used to worship beside Allah have abandoned them and can be of no help to them. O people, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, with no precedent. He established himself on the throne in a way befitting his majesty. He made the darkness of the night disappear into the light of the day, and the light of the day into the darkness of night, both chasing each other quickly so that neither is delayed. He also created the sun, the moon and the stars, all subservient under his dominion. Is the whole of creation not his? Who besides him is creator? His alone is the command. He is high above any flaw. He is described with the attributes of splendor and perfection, the Lord of the worlds. O believers, call on your Lord with complete humility, silently and in private, sincere in your prayer, not showing off and not worshipping others along with Allah in your prayers. He does not love those who overstep the limits in their prayers. And one of the worst ways someone can do this is by invoking others besides him, as the idolaters do. Do not ruin things on earth by committing sins after Allah has put it right by sending the messengers, peace be upon them, and establishing things in accordance with his laws. Call on Allah alone, fearing his punishment and hoping for his reward. The mercy of Allah is truly close to those who do good, so be from among them. It is Allah who sends the winds as good news of coming rain, until when they carry a cloud heavy with water, he drives the cloud to a barren land and sends down rain on it, bringing out all kinds of fruits and crops. The way that this vegetation is brought out is similar to the way the dead will be brought out of the graves and back to life. This is, O people, so that perhaps you will then reflect on the power of Allah and the wonder of his creation, and that he is able to bring the dead to life. Beneficial points. The Noble Quran is a book of guidance detailing that which humanity needs as a mercy from Allah. Allah's promise will definitely come true, and then the disbelievers will be certain of the truth of Allah's promise. Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days for a wisdom he willed. Glory be to him. If he have wanted, he could have said to it, be, and it would have been created immediately. It is necessary for the believers to call upon Allah Most High with complete humility and supplication until he responds to them through his grace. Causing corruption on the earth in any way or form is forbidden.